How many dicks have you sucked? It's time for Devil's Business.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
I was in the pool.
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while all the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick, Alcoholic, and Aaron Sofane. What's up, guys?
Howdy.
Hello.
Well, we're going to do the we're gonna do the sex quiz episode. I went on Cosmopolitan.com.
Because you have a subscription to Cosmo.
Of course. It's like cheating. I get to see the other side and know what they're thinking.
Is it really cheating? I mean, you know,
well,
it's the same old dribble.
But I wanted to know, I had a bunch of quizzes I could have taken and asked y'all questions like, you know, how to please your man. And what kind of woman are you and stuff like that. But the one
I'm a strong woman.
I'm a big strong woman. So the one I am settling on was the sex IQ. And we're going to see who has the best sex IQ. So
I'm good, man. I'm excited to have science go ahead and confirm this for me.
Before we get going on the show, let's go to our sponsor, MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick, talk about the week.
The week was amazing. Every week is amazing. And let me just go run through the calendar real fast. We actually started Beer Pong Wednesdays over at Dive Bar, and every week it's getting great. The rules are crazy, so if you know beer pong rules, like come on out. But we're not too crazy with the rules, but we get most of these crazy.
Cut! Games. I don't like that one either.
God,
bebopping through, he's having the meltdown for me.
Yeah,
well, yes.
Look, you're freaking out on the word crazy.
Crazy.
That's the
it
irony.
Was crazy. It was fantastic. Crazy.
But we don't get too crazy about the rules, but we get pretty crazy. And it's crazy how crazy we get.
But it's not that crazy. Is it insane too?
It was amazing.
Yeah, but every night is amazing. And I'm like, okay, so no.
All right,
night.
Nick, have you cleaned yourself up? Can you try it one more time? Get a mop, Aaron. All right, Nick, talk about beer pong on Wednesdays at Dive Bar. Is it crazy?
I don't know.
Keep going.
Do we cut?
I'm not.
Can we fucking start over?
That was really funny. I'm
he was
now.
Just queuing you up.
What? I did? You were?
Yes.
I was stretching. Okay, anyway. And scene. So, yeah, we've got Dive Bar Wednesdays at Dive Bar with beer pong. That's a lot of fun. Every Thursday, we've got Tongue and Groove.
Awesome.
Fridays at Cosmo Lava. Aaron's bebopping around, having a good time.
I'm excited.
There. Yes, you should be. Friday at Cosmo. Then Saturday, back at Tongue and Groove. Every week just gets...
Like, and you can sign up on the guest list at MyFavoriteSin.com.
Yeah.
You got other stuff coming up.
We've got a lot of electronic events coming up. You can get the discount tickets for that. Santa Stumble. There's a Santa Stumble bar crawl coming up. I mean, Christmas is right around the corner, so those events are loading up fast. And come check it out and, you know, have fun with us. We'll always buy your first round if you can come on out.
Rad. All right. Now, onto the sex quiz, because I want to see how much y'all know how to fuck or not fuck. So question number one, I'm going to start...
Wait, from a woman's perspective.
It's always on a woman's... It's very important to me.
Well, I think I'm in tune
I felt
with
like,
women.
I felt like we were having too much cock on the show, and I wanted to...
This is a good way to turn
we
it around.
We need more vagine.
Exactly. This is for the ladies.
That'll do it. Those kind of comments are good. Are they lining up at the door right now?
Maybe later on we'll give just a list of other phrases for vagina. We'll just list... Every
like a stink slit?
Yeah, well, save it. I want them to know that we're not misogynistic.
the two chicks that listen to us, sorry, bye-bye.
All right, so question number one.
Yes.
Is it possible for a guy to have multiple orgasms? True or false?
This all depends on timeline, I would think.
That's
are we
exactly
talking
exactly what I said?
Yeah, there's like if
over a weekend, maybe.
It depends on how much salmon he ate. Well,
I mean, after you know a cigarette and a sandwich,
right?
Is that multiple?
Maybe a small nap.
Like if a 10 to 15 minute break. I mean, that's pretty fast. But so is that multiple?
You'll get an energy drink, a cigarette, come back. That
like I don't understand. Like I mean, hey, kudos for the chicks who can like boom, 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 boom. Like, but come on, I don't think
I'll be honest with you. When a girl can have a multiple orgasm, I count that as like a guilt-free blowjob later.
Like, you remember you came three times.
You
right?
came three times, so I'm still got one orgasm you owe me. And this is kind of a long line here at Crystals. Aaron, what do you think? Do you think guys can have multiple orgasms? True? False?
Man, I think it's a question of motivation. The thing is that the first one removes all motivation to have another.
It's like, why would I do that?
But I think it is physically possible.
I think, man, there was one monk one time who did it, and then he died.
A monk?
Yeah, you know, that fucking mind control stuff they have.
The guy from Wings?
It launched Tony Shalhoub's career.
Love Wings. So,
Nick, do you think true or false?
Can Tony Shalhoub have multiple?
Can Tony, only Tony Shalhoub can have.
Flying out of
Nantucket. Does that change your answer?
All right, so I got Aaron with a true and Nick with a false on that one. All right, next question. What percentage of men in relationships always have an orgasm during sex? 95%, 75%, or 55%?
I mean, that's pretty obvious to me.
What is it? Let's hear your obvious answer.
95%.
95%.
I was fucking. Okay?
I'm fucking for me.
Yeah, but it's
I'm
men
get mine.
In a relationship. I'm going with the 55%.
Okay. Yeah. So you're thinking just slightly over half the time?
Well, again, a matter of motivation, and I'm pretty sure
you
one
tell
of
me
the,
what drugs you might be on.
One part of that question was in a relationship.
In a relationship. Drugs or alcohol involved, you know, I'm still going to say 95%.
95%.
Wait, is it having sex with a girl or your left hand?
And it also said in there always, the word always.
Yeah, that's like too definitive. Like, I mean,
yeah.
You know,
sometimes I need to
don't pick apart the question.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I got Nick down for 95. I got Aaron down for 55%.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
What is the average length of a hard penis? Is it 5 to 6 inches, 6 inches, or 3 to 4 inches?
I said six.
Well, yeah. What they did was they got, we had this one variable range, or this other range,
yeah.
Or this exact answer. I think they are choosing 6 for
and,
us.
And I think that they didn't consider those walking around with bowling pins between their fucking legs.
Are you referring to somebody sitting at the table?
No, not at all. I know the porn stars never fit into those categories.
You know what I like? I find it's funny is that Aaron has definitely got the biggest dick in the band, but we can't tend to make fun of him about it. Like, we mock him like, you big penis guy.
Oh, I'm just going to go home and masturbate with my own tears.
Just got to throw it over your shoulder and walk home like a Snoopy, just all depressed.
You guys picking on
me. All right. So I got 6 inches. Both of y'all gave me 6 inches.
At the same time?
Oh, Cosmo.
Question number four. If a guy thrusts too hard, he could break his penis.
Yes.
Really? Yes?
Fuck yeah, man.
No, I don't think it's possible. I have shoved mine into just about every type of contraption with moving parts that man has ever invented.
The amount of beating I've done to this
thing. We're talking about a vagina, right?
If my pop-up Betamax.
It just says thrust. It didn't say what you're thrusting it into. I mean, I'm sure if you slam it in a car door.
If it's Cosmo, they're talking about shallow fucking pussies, right?
Okay, well, what I'm
saying. That's a hard pee.
That was a hard pee.
Is other things could be more dangerous than a vagina.
Well, I'm going to see. I'm going to speak on this. I knew a guy who actually had his penis broken during rough sex one time. I had to go to the hospital and have it realigned, essentially.
How?
Bitch broke his dick, and she kept trying to come hang out with us afterwards, and we just kept walking around looking like, that's the bitch that broke his dick.
Yeah, but I said false, so are you just calling me wrong right now?
Basically.
I'm guessing.
I'm waiting to see if Cosmo agrees.
There goes the dick breaker.
All right, dick breaker. It's a great nickname. She's a wrestler now.
Diva.
Number five. Who daydreams more while getting it on? Men or women, guys?
You said while getting it on?
Daydreams more while getting it on.
Oh, while getting it on. Oh.
Guys.
Okay, I think that's a loaded question.
Me specifically.
Yeah, you're probably thinking about the fucking somebody else. So.
I'm sorry.
Some guy, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, I'm thinking of somebody else, but that bitch better not be. Like.
No, I would say girls like daydream more because they're, you know, emotional. They want to be like the fucking knight on the horse kind of thing, right?
Really, really, knight on a horse.
I don't know. I'm not a fucking girl. I don't know what they fantasize about while you're fucking.
It's not me.
Anything but me. I'm just grateful that they showed up.
I'm just glad the two of us are actually all here. Right, well.
Imagine I'm rich and have a monocle and a top hat.
Yeah. What's the fuck?
This is doing
guy?
Something for your future.
All right. Number six. In America, most people's number of sexual partners is in the single digits.
False.
False?
Yeah, I'm going with false as
There's
well.
There's a bunch of fucking whores in this country.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, that's a... You know what, Nick? You're going to come off really nice in this podcast.
What I enjoyed was Patrick beforehand trying to tell us before we started rolling that we didn't want to come off like we were misogynistic.
We're not.
You're nailing it.
Knocking it out of the park, home run. So anyway, Nick runs MyFavoriteSin.com. Come out to all of his events. You're female. Guess what? All the events just turned into a sausage party.
Bring your pepper spray.
No, you have to get to know me. I'm very, very caring.
You're very loving.
I'm a good dude.
You are a good dude.
All right. You're question number seven. In some parts of the country, girls have to get approval from their parents before waxing down there. True or false?
I would hope that would be false, but that's just alien.
Well, that's because you live inside the perimeter. Speaking on behalf of those of us who live in Georgia,
ha ha.
I think that could absolutely be true.
That's a very conservative
thing. And if not,
thing.
Ackworth is thinking about putting that rule on the ballot next November.
Well, the thing is, it's not very specific on the age. It says in some parts of the country, girls have to get approval. So I'm guessing if they're growing it down there, I mean, they have to.
Okay,
have
well, then we can
waxed.
Assume it's. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think a toddler's walking in like, I can't get a straight hair.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Yeah. That's wow.
Well, there's some Indian girls, probably around, you know, 11, right? The Persian woman walks in.
And I'm the fucking asshole on the show.
No,
you're the misogynist.
I'm the racist.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, know your role.
I'm the racist / pedophile, apparently.
Jesus.
We all
Christ.
Have our spots. All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, I put
God.
Down that Aaron.
This is purely
false.
Fictional, ladies and gentlemen.
Aaron put true and Nick put false. All right, cool. Got that one. Question number eight. The clitoris has twice as many nerve endings as the penis. What's a clitoris?
I don't know what that is. I've never seen or heard of it.
Clitoris.
It's a myth. It's a
clitoris.
Myth, apparently.
All right.
It's the elusive pink dinosaur.
Look, I believe it's supposed to have twice as many nerve endings as the penis, but what I don't understand is then why does it take so much longer to have an orgasm? You should take half the time. You should have 2-1. We should have a 2-1 ratio.
Like you should stick it in and they
yes,
fucking blow.
Yes,
and you're like, and oh my God, you went 15 seconds. Loser.
And then see, if there were any girls left listening to this right now, they would be saying, well, you know, if you, you know, did it better, then maybe it would happen faster.
Maybe if you didn't look like Nick.
Yeah, and I was like, just pretend I'm someone else.
God, I thought it was actually
that's
a
what
lot.
I'm doing. And I think this is awesome.
Yeah, the reason they take twice as long with Nick is because it's with Nick. got this sweaty bald man under me. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I actually thought that the clitoris had way more than like twice. Wasn't it like a billion or something? No, you know what I mean? Like,
they always say, talking about.
If that's true, then every time they put on pants, he would just squeech.
Just walking down the street, fucking. Oh! Oh, I'm so
I think it's probably true, but I just don't understand.
I think it's true as well, but I just think it's more
yeah,
than just twice.
If they had a billion, they'd never leave Brookstone. They'd always be on those massaging chairs.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a penis that's twice as sensitive and see if you ever see my ass again.
Dehydrated, crawling.
Just find me in my
dude,
half
I could
bath.
Just, no shit. I could just flick it and boom, I'm done.
I'm just up from my naps long enough to thump my penis.
All right. I'm going to put true then for both of y'all. Number nine, the bigger the feet, the bigger the meat. True or false?
False.
Okay, well, look, I think that there's a sliding scale here. Okay, if you have a guy who is 4'10", and then you have right. another guy who is 7 foot tall, obviously, one's going to have much bigger shoes than the other, and I think the penis would probably go along with it.
Probably.
But I think this is proportionate. Within five sizes, shoe sizes? No, I don't think so.
Right.
That's
right.
My tolerance that I'm giving.
Unless you find that one hobbit with a 3-foot dick, you know? I mean, then.
Well.
Those are out there.
They're out there.
Yeah,
I've seen porn. All right, number 10. Number 10, do guys have a G-spot?
I like to think of it more as a G region.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that, yeah, they do, and I'm sure it's deep in the asshole. That's what.
Here we go.
You say so much.
Let's learn more about Nick.
No, okay. I'm not asking them to find it. That's just what.
See, my G region is all around the midsection.
Mine seems to be my penis.
It might just extend to my butthole, but just. It doesn't start there, Nick.
You can tap on the door, but you can't come in. It's like ring the doorbell, but don't expect
not without me going whoop.
Yeah, and nothing bigger than a pinky, gals. Come on.
Getting knuckle deep on daddy, and he can't concentrate no more.
This is
take it easy, Buck Rogers. It's just a diver's watch.
Wait, you went from a pinky to fisting. Fisting as far as a wrist.
Well, you know what? It feels the...
All right, I'm just going to say, sure, guys do.
Yeah.
Nick's very dedicated answer, I'm going to thank God say it.
It's the penis and balls, if you were wondering.
All right, number 11. Intercourse burns as many calories as running a mile.
Well, I mean, yeah, at least. I mean, how long are we talking about fucking? If it's just like a, quickie during lunch break, probably not. But.
Yeah, I say false because I can't run a 2-minute mile.
That's quite true. But it could be true, sometimes when you kind of hole up in your room on an entire Sunday and just fuck all day long.
Okay, that's a marathon. Yeah, if you're doing a marathon sex.
I'm glad you skipped church for that.
Look, me and Jesus are okay.
Yeah, it's not just the calories that are going to be burning after all that. It's your damnation. Let's see. Number 12. If a guy has a small flaccid penis, it won't be much larger when erect. True or false?
Well, I mean, you said I'm a grower, not a shower at the beginning. And I mean, that holds true for me.
All right. Well, so then, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've gotten out of the swimming pool, looked at it, and like, well, it's definitely not that small.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Look, it's my dick button.
It's a little turtle head. He's shy right now. He'll come out later. That seems like an easy question. Number 13, we have, after the bedroom, what is the second most popular place couples get it on? Public restroom or the car?
I think it's different for Aaron, but it's the car for most people.
Man, a public restroom, I think, is the clear winner here.
Obviously, over a dirty toilet in the men's room.
Yeah, because I'm more likely to get a girl in a nasty bathroom, with people going in and out of it than just, the somewhat private car parked in a location.
I've only fucked in one car one time, and I understood the whole windows fogging up thing.
I did when I was a kid. I did that a lot, but man, I'm older, and I have rich Corinthian leather in my car. And no, thank you. At least in a public bathroom, I could just squeegee off and get the hell out of there.
My dad, I was talking to my dad the other day about my truck, because I occasionally refer to it as Fat Pat's Fuck Truck. Yeah, but guess what? They will not let you have a vanity plate that says that. Remember how clever you are with the letters. He goes, why would you call it that? And I was like, well, because you have sex in the truck. And he goes, well, how many have you really in that truck? I mean, it couldn't be more than 5. And I started counting. I was like, it was exactly 5. I was like, why does he know? Was I parked outside his house?
All I saw.
Just my dad in the window eating popcorn. I better fucking that truck. He could just come inside. Bullshit. I don't know why I just gave my dad that weird accent. He's from Chicago. He doesn't talk like that at all. Anyway, I'm going to put the car because I fucked in a public restroom before, but. Then I go into the car later on anyway. So.
Right.
Really?
All right.
I like to take a poop while I'm in there as well.
And number 14.
Two birds, you know what I'm saying?
Can guys fake orgasms too? True or false?
My first response to this was, if you came and lied about it, is that still fake?
That's fake the other direction. That was my fake orgasm.
And I only say this because of experience, but... it was like one of those late night, early mornings, like you want her to put out. She just keeps making you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And like 2 hours go by and you've had a fucking torch raging hard on the whole time. You're like, I'm going to fuck. And then finally she fucking caves. And as soon as you stick it in, you're like, and she goes, did you just come? It's like, no, you know what? we really shouldn't do this.
Yep.
We're really good friends.
Yeah, see.
Yeah.
You've had a boner for 2 hours, you should probably call a doctor anyway.
Yeah, ladies, if you want sex to be somewhat decent with a guy, surprise him at the door with it. Like, he wouldn't even know it was going to happen. But like, if you have, he's dry humping for 3.5 hours, and then he all of a sudden wants to cuddle once you say yes, it means he finished already, and he's just going to try to like salvage the night and not feel guilty about not calling you later.
Yeah. Absolutely. But you can fake them. I have before too. I've get had out to. Of terrible encounters.
I had sure. It turned into rougher sex than I expected. I think she was trying to break it off at the roots at one point. She was grinding, and she started just doing this weird, like, hip snapping thing.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point, it just started going numb down there.
Yeah. Because of the bruising.
And I should have called a doctor.
And I'm sitting there going, I don't think I broke my penis, but I was sitting there going, ow, ow, ow. And then it finally went numb. I went, I can't feel anything. And then she got off, and then she was like trying to get me to finish. And I'm like, I can't feel below my waist now, and I'm actually somewhat there's concern setting in. So I finally went. I just did a couple weird awkward thrusts, and then scurried off to the bathroom just to take a look at any damage could have been done. But
Jesus,
yeah. Yeah,
so,
just
so
trying to look
I
like
say,
you're being electrocuted.
It's because she like I guess I'm not a good actor because she was just kind of like did you finish? I went.
Did you try to remain handsome while you were doing it? That might have set it off.
What thrusting my like, throw my head back and forth, like oh
my oh my what a sexy orgasm!
I did the rodeo. I just start bucking like yeah 8 seconds. All right, well, I have submitted the answers, and it doesn't surprise me. We had 14 questions.
Right.
The person that came in last place about sex was Nick.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You kept disagreeing with me.
You got 6 out of 14 wrong.
Well, that's not too bad. Right or wrong. Mostly.
It's fucking Cosmo. Okay?
They don't know.
They've asked this same question, regurgitated
don't
every
worry,
way possible for 1,000 years.
Don't worry.
When this great
Chicks
country
don't
was
read
founded.
Cosmo anyway.
Now, Aaron got 5 questions wrong.
How?
Only
how?
One better.
What?
Well, let's see. The percentage of...
We disagreed on so much, and I don't remember you saying your answers. Now you're just going to come at the end, and the person who nailed all...
I got 4 wrong. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
No big whoops.
It was that, can you break it, your dick?
70. Okay, the answers were, for question number 1, is it possible to have multiple orgasms? True. Guys can have multiple orgasms. I did not know that.
So
but now I have a new goal in my life. So
yeah, but I don't want to die immediately. That's what's going
to
happen.
Okay, you've heard that happen at some point. I don't think it's true.
No, I mean, honestly. Boom. I'll just stroke out immediately. It's just like, it's too good. You have two orgasms right over each other. It's too good. You got to die.
I'm going to look like the Joker with a big smile on my face. It'd be awesome. All right, number 2 was a percentage of men in relationships always have an orgasm during sex, 95, 75, or 55%. The correct answer was 75%.
Oh, Jesus. Let me guess who picked that.
Yeah, you went to the way low end. He went to the extreme high. And I'm like, how is 75 not the obvious answer?
Fucking Patrick's at the Price is Right kid that spends I will take
$1,401.
The guy next to him's like, I'm going to fucking stab you.
I will
you.
Stab you in the parking lot and take your Pinto hatchback. All right. Number 3 was, what is the average length of a hard penis? 5 to 6,
hard
6,
penis.
Or 3 to 4. The correct answer was 5 to 6.
God, you're kidding me.
Well, I figured there's more answers to be correct in 5 to 6. That gives you a broader scale for it to be in that range.
And you picked 5 or 6, didn't you?
Of course I did.
God, this it's a fucking loaded. Loaded questions.
Loaded with
loaded
penis.
With, loaded with semen. Loaded. Number 4 was, if a guy thrusts too hard, he could break his penis.
That's
false. False. Guys cannot break their penis.
Why? Because they're not bones. It's blood.
Not even that penis that you heard was broken.
He tore. He tore something in it, and it was what had to be fixed. But it wasn't actually broken. Whatever.
Bigfoot of penis.
But I'm
breaks.
Sorry. That still counts as a broken penis to me. I mean, he said it was snapped over. It was like he broke the spring link on it. Anyway, number 5 was, who daydreams more while getting it on, men and or women?
Man.
And you. Men. I put women, and I was right. I just basically went against the stream on that one and having to get it right.
Then why? What is their excuse for taking so long?
Because they're
you
obviously
imagine just, more. You
hey,
have
hey,
twice
hold
as many.
Well, they didn't say what there. They were daydreaming about. They could have been thinking about shoes.
Dude, that is absolutely
they're
possible.
Distracted.
It's like, absolutely possible.
They're like, oh god, I could think about fucking him, or I could think about, oh my god, that DSW sale is on.
Okay.
Crazy.
Whatever. They were thinking about.
You
their
get like 25% off. You spend over $40.
They were thinking about an app on the iPhone.
Yeah.
They
what?
Were
what was that sound?
For.
Do you think somebody updated their Facebook status? Oh, will you please hurry up?
Oh, okay, you proved your point.
You're
big, my big strong man.
Man.
All right. In America, most people's number of sexual partners is in the single digits. True or false? Y'all both put false, and I went against the flow on that one. Put true, and that's wrong. It is false. Everyone has apparently more than 9 sexual partners.
Yes, we're all whores.
We're all going to hell.
Easy.
Number 7.
We're in a glass house here, man.
And number 7 is...
That's what I'm saying. We're all in this house.
In some parts of the country, girls have to get approval from their parents to wax down there. True or false? I put false. It is true. They have to get permission.
Right.
I mean, they probably don't even have that in Utah.
Well, you have something against Utah because the goddamn Mormons?
Like, Mormons, man. Mormons can't shave their vagina. There's no way.
What do you mean there's no way? They don't make wax. Mormon razors?
No. They
oh,
don't.
Wax. Wax their... They don't make Mormon candles. That's all they make.
I don't know enough to make a witty comment right now, so I'm just going to move on. The clitoris has twice as many nerve endings as the penis.
Yeah.
That
science
true.
Says true.
It is true.
Thank you, science.
Yet well, that means they're not using theirs as well as us.
Oh, yeah.
So they're actually worse at what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God gave them twice as many, and they don't know how to work them for shit.
Nope, they're ruining it for us all.
The bigger the feet, the bigger the meat. That's false. No shit.
Yeah.
I got huge feet and a small penis. Then number 10 was, do guys have a G-spot? And I guess yes was the consensus because Nick basically said, I found mine, man. It's deep in my anus. By the way, if you meet Nick, don't shake his hands. And honestly, after the Divers Watch reference, I wouldn't even give him a knuckle bump. Intercourse burns as many calories as running a mile.
That was debatable.
That's
though.
True.
Boom.
I don't. How is that true?
I mean, the heart rate.
Yeah, how long it takes me to run a mile,
dude. But that's what I'm saying. The whole quickies thing. I'm like, it can't always be the standard because
no.
I barely broke a sweat once doing it. Trust me, she could tell.
She was surprised you were actually alive.
Putting nothing into it.
He's not going to suck himself.
Look, wait, there was a sandwich?
Wait, there was one time where I was actually asleep during it. That couldn't have been a mile.
Yeah, that's the best. When you're
I got woken up. She actually woke up. She goes, are you sleeping? I'm like, no, I'm just really into it.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
If a guy has a small flaccid penis, it won't be much larger when erect. Well, that's false.
Yeah, it's false. We all know that.
No kidding. After the bedroom, what is the second most popular place for couples for couples to get it on? Aaron said public restroom because that's his favorite place to do it. Nick and I both said car, and car is correct.
Car.
I just know. I'm looking at the numbers for me. I was like, I've only had sex in like 2 public restrooms. I've had sex in the car several times. So,
and besides, you can have sex while you're doing errands in the car. You know what I mean? So you can just multitask.
Look,
no, well, if you're going to be doing errands, it's going to be in the public restroom because that's where I'll be waiting for you
to give you a
little play on
give you
own,
hepatitis.
Yep, if you see me in there, just hanging a boot.
Okay, I mean, it's illegal to text and drive, but no one said you can't.
Anything about fucking? Mm.
Traffic sucks in Atlanta. What am I supposed to do?
Man, no way.
God, I could get
I have
off.
A nice car.
I could get off in traffic before my car moves because that's how long you're sitting there. At least
number
30 seconds.
Number 14 was guys can fake orgasms too. That is true.
Yep. Yeah. It's called acting.
I'm obviously not a master thespian.
Well, see, we're not talking about chicks here, bro.
See, I don't get what girls fake an orgasm because they think guys care. I'm like,
she's like,
oh my god, I just finished.
No, they
I'm
just
like,
they like, do it for the same reason guys do. We just want it to end. We just want it to end. And you
did
know
you
what?
Come? Oh, I totally did.
Yeah, sure.
You're
did.
My hero.
Sure did. Careful when you stand up.
All right. Well, we found out that Nick doesn't have a clue how to fuck. Aaron got the biggest dick in the
man,
band.
Damn.
Got the biggest dick in the band, but he'll fuck in the bathroom.
It's
so.
That broken dick thing. Oh wait, no, I got that right.
All right. If you want to take the sex IQ test, you can go to CosmopolitanMagazine.com or CosmopolitanMag.com. I don't remember what the fuck it's called. Anyway, go there, check out the sex IQ. Tell us if you understand any of the questions or if you have a funny quiz that you find on there. Send it to us, and we will take the quiz on the show. Anyway, any final words, gentlemen?
I don't suck at fucking.
I don't suck dick at sucking dick. I mean fucking. All right, everyone. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
See ya.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.